It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Well, it's Monday morning, and we regularly check in with our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell, and she's with me this morning. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, let's start off with there's this Republican-led bill in the Iowa House to legalize medical marijuana in the state. Now, Linda Uppmeyer, the Speaker of the House, who's a Republican, does not support it. So will we be hearing anything more about this?
Well, as you know, that bill would legalize production and distribution of marijuana for limited medical purposes. And of course, that goes much further than the 2014 bill that allowed families to just possess cannabis oil to treat their epileptic children. That law has been largely ineffective. So the same families who geared up for that 2014 bill are gearing up again to get this broader bill passed. They're a very effective lobbying group. Few predicted they would win back in 2014, so they should not be underestimated. However, as you say, the hurdle for this is that marijuana is still a controlled substance under federal law. Up to now, the federal government has been turning a blind eye to states who are legalizing marijuana, both for medical purposes and recreational use. But Speaker Uppmeyer says you can't be sure that that leniency will continue. Here's Speaker Uppmeyer.
Remember, we're getting a new president next year. No matter who that is, we're getting a new one. And their decisions on whether or not to enforce federal law will could potentially change.
So obviously it's a heavy lift. And the first hurdle is to get the bill out of committee this week.
Another thing we heard about last week a lot was the Medicaid privatization. Former Democratic Governor Chet Culver was holding some town halls. Democrats voted in the Senate. You know, it's unlikely that the Republican House is going to take this up. Is this just a show that's going on, or will we see privatization halted because of these actions?
Well, it's not likely that this is going to work. The Democrats' bill would negate the contracts with the three for-profit companies that were hired to take over Medicaid. As you say, obviously, the governor would never go along with that. Linda Uppmeyer says she's not interested in bringing up a bill that's headed for a certain veto. So there were three Republicans who voted for the Democrats' bill in the Senate. The main argument there is that the program is not ready. The privatization is scheduled to go into effect March 1st, but we should point out that the federal government has not given final approval.
Let's move on now to the Board of Regents. The Regents University's presidents were all at the Capitol last week, and they were asking for more funding than what pretty much everybody in the state government was setting forth in their budget targets. What do we expect to hear from the Regents funding?
Well, as you said, they were here for their, they come every year, appear before the budget subcommittee, and they are seeking a $20 million increase next year. That's about a 4% hike for Regents spending overall. You and I and ISU are asking for more than the University of Iowa, but total it's $20 million, 4% increase. And a tentative Senate budget has a roughly $20 million increase for the entire education budget. So $20 million for the Regents appears unlikely. And as you know, the governor recommends $8 million to be shared among the three schools.
Let's move on to something else now, the Bakken Crude Oil Pipeline. This is a pipeline that would originate in North Dakota and would cross Iowa diagonally. The Iowa Utilities Board has to approve it. But many Republicans and Democrats alike don't really care for eminent domain. That's this use of the government taking over private land. Is there any way that lawmakers could try to hit the brakes on the Bakken crude oil pipeline, even though it needs to be approved by the Iowa Utilities Board?
Well, the main man on eminent domain in the Iowa legislature is Wilton Republican Bobby Kaufman. And I spoke with him. He tells me that the legislature could step in to stop the pipeline, but that he has no plans to do that. He chairs the oversight committee in the House. He says it wouldn't be fair to the utilities board to be threatening that when they're in the middle of making a ruling. He says he has a lot of respect for the utilities board.
So what are you going to be watching this week?
It's the yearly mad dash to get bills out of committee in either the House or Senate. So I'll just be trying to keep up.
Okay. And also today at noon, it's River to River, our Legislative Monday show. What's on the docket for today?
We'll be talking about that Medicaid privatization plan. We have several guests lined up. We'll have lawmakers from both sides of the aisle and also a political scientist and a health policy expert from the University of Iowa.
All right, Joyce, thank you.
Okay.